This is All Things Considered on WNYC. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie hasn't gained traction in the polls since announcing his candidacy for president in June. In an apparent bid to break through, he has appeared frequently on national TV news programs in the past few weeks, stepping up his attacks against Hillary Clinton. He says she may have committed a crime in her handling of State Department emails. But reporting by New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz raises similar questions about Christie's email use. And that's turned up the heat on the governor. Matt joins us now to explain. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Jamie.
So you reported last week that while Christie criticized Clinton for using private email to do State Department business, the only email Christie provided to the legislature last year about the Bridgegate scandal came from his own private Yahoo account. What's that email all about?
The email exchange centered around the governor's edits to a statement announcing the resignation of David Wildstein, who was the Port Authority official who has since pleaded guilty for his role in the lane closures. Clearly government business, clearly being done on a private account. On Fox News Sunday, Christie was asked about our reporting, and this is how he responded.
Let's all remain calm. My press secretary sent it to my private email account, I'm sure inadvertently, and I responded to it. We can't compare that to having national security secrets. We're really not, Chris, are we? Comparing a press release to having national security and classified documents running through a server that's not protected by the federal government, that could be hacked by the Russians, the Chinese, or just a group of 18-year-old hackers who want to have some fun?
But Matt, Christie is making a distinction between Christie's private email server dealing in between Clinton's private email server dealing in classified information and his private email account dealing in what he suggests is mundane personal business. How different are these two situations really?
There's certainly a difference between having classified emails on a server that no one knew about and using a Yahoo account like Christie did. But Clinton has released tens of thousands of emails. She's releasing more tonight, while Christie has never released any. We only got this one because of a subpoena to one of the recipients. So we don't know what else Christie was doing on his personal account. New Jersey courts have ruled that a governor's emails are generally protected under executive privilege. So Christie could argue he wasn't trying to cover up anything using Yahoo because it all would have been secret anyway. In fact, the only email we've ever seen about anything from this governor his entire term is this Wildstein resignation statement. But he's also kept secret some documents that were supposed to be public. While Christie slams Clinton for transparency, his office improperly denied records requests that would have forced the release of the smoking gun time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee email long before it came out via subpoena. And by the way, that email also sent from a private account.
So maybe the line of attack on Hillary Clinton has backfired a bit.
Well, just the fact that Fox News asked him about it is frustrating his people.
Well, how's the campaign going otherwise?
There's good news and bad news for him. The bad news is he's still down about 3% in the polls. He's at 3% in the polls, and that's barely budged since he announced. He's doing all kinds of media almost every day, conservative talk radio, Fox News mostly, although he'll be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon tonight if you want to tune in. The national news reporters used to cover him, Bloomberg News, Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, they've all moved on to the Donald Trump beat, so he's a little bit lonely there. He's tried to cut through the noise by stepping up his attacks on Clinton, as we said, and also Jeb Bush. And he also upped his immigration rhetoric this weekend by saying that if he's elected, he's going to bring in the founder of FedEx to help him track legal immigrants to make sure they don't overstay their visas. He also said he later had to say that he wasn't comparing people to packages, but he hasn't clarified exactly what he meant.
Wait a minute. I thought you said there was some good news.
Yes. Sorry. So the good news is it looks like he will make the cut to stand on the main debate stage for the one on CNN in a couple of weeks. That looked dicey for him for a while. And I'm told fundraising is going slowly but steadily. He has also racked up more endorsements than almost anyone in the field.
All right. Well, in just about 20 seconds, can you tell us how he's doing as governor of New Jersey? How's that going?
It's going quietly. People say things have slowed down considerably inside his office, and there are two big bills sitting on his desk. One would bail out Atlantic City. The mayor there is anxious about that. And another would require judges to order gun owners facing a restraining order for domestic violence to turn over their weapons to law enforcement. So the gun control folks are waiting anxiously on that bill.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Matt Katz covers Governor Christie for WNYC.